You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Let's talk about work titles, your position at work and making it sound a little fancier than what it really, really is.
Like putting jazz hands on
like,
your title?
Yeah, you know, they always, like a garbage man is like a sanitation executive now or
sanitation
something.
Sanitation engineer.
There you go, sanitation engineer. You're a garbage guy. Okay, we get it. So I was talking with my buddy the other day, and they were having a hard time filling a position at his work. And it was the receptionist, the person that greets you at the front, takes care of, you know, filing and all that. The receptionist.
So our Brie.
Our front desk is our receptionist. They were having a hard time filling it because the job didn't pay very well, so they weren't getting a lot of qualified people. Mm-hmm. It's a small business. Nothing against receptionists. You do great work. We depend on you. Blah, blah, blah. So what they did is they got together in a little brainstorming meeting, and they're like, how can we make this get this position filled faster? And they're like, let's just change the title of receptionist. So now when you go to his place of business and you come through the front doors, right there on the little nameplate, it doesn't say Sally the receptionist. It says Sally, the director of first impressions.
I like that.
You know,
are
it's
you kidding
funny
me?
Because it's true.
It's so true,
but yet so cheesy. So cheesy.
Director
of first impressions.
Well, think about stewardesses. They are now flight attendants, right?
Right.
Or secretaries are now administrative or executive assistants.
Right.
There is even something for like school janitors now, wasn't there?
Custodial
engineers. Engineers. Put engineer director in front of anything and you've got it made.
Right.
So they filled it like within a week because they just changed it from front desk operator or receptionist to director of first impressions.
I love it.
I'll tell you why I like it is because I'm big on the whole thing, making sure that companies know who their frontline troops are. In other words, who are the people that you're... listeners of your radio station are first going to come into contact with.
Right.
And for our radio station, there's two of those. One is our receptionist.
Yep.
And another one is our promotion staff out at remote broadcast.
Indeed.
Right. And so it's really important that those people make it. And so in a way, for this person, whoever has this job at your buddy's office, it's almost a reminder to them when they walk in every day, they see that nameplate and they're like,
I'm going to try a little harder.
Yes, I have to make a good first impression.
I'm the damn director of first impressions.
What about us?
Back off, sucker.
Back off, sucker.
I will tell you something. I remember my first promotion, so that the first title I ever had in this industry, and that title is still around today for people. Almost all broadcast facilities have one. And it was done to make me feel like I was more important and to give me some sort of swagger. But yet I got no extra pay whatsoever for it. They just gave me the title. They pulled me in one day and they said, Dom, we would like to promote you to the director of public affairs.
Ooh.
You are the director now of public affairs of KFMM Broadcasting. Dynamic Broadcasting's big 100,000 watts. Said, you're the director of public affairs. I was like, wow.
Oh, sweet.
I was like 17 or 18 years old. I was like, that's cool. I went home and told my parents, I'm the director of public affairs. And then I sat down. I realized what that meant. It just meant that I had to do like
more work.
Hours and hours more work, but no extra.
Make some flyers.
It really is such a mind game because it plays to our need to be validated and, you know, fulfilled and acknowledged professionally.
Yeah, definitely.
But you ain't getting diddly.
Well, I poke fun of it, too, in my email signature that goes out to everybody.
Yeah.
It says, you know, on-air personality or whatever, and then at the end it says, director of awesome. And that's just my little poke fun at the, you know, director of first impressions.
You should have that on your business card,
director
too.
Of awesome?
Why not?
We are getting new business cards here pretty soon.
That's right, because we're Kroenke Sports
now. I'm putting it on there.
I'm going to put not only the fun captain, which I excel at, but I think I also want to do some sort of cosmetics ambassador, because I'm the one that goes around. I support the women here to say, like, our, like
gloss.
Brie.
You're some sort of gloss expert.
I say excellent choice of lip color today. I compliment nails and nail polish. Our director of first impression has wonderful nails.
I gotta tell you, the big shots with Kroenke Sports, when they see your business card, they're gonna go, whoa.
I know.
We got a gloss
add
expert.
Add that
on our
line onto the old resume.
Well, now, I feel like I'm missing out. What can my title be?
Director of...
Come on, don't be mean.
Makes enough money.
I'm not going to say.
Pharaoh of makes enough money.
Let's take the calls.
All right, let's take the calls. So we are talking about titles and how maybe sometimes in lieu of more pay, they'll just give you a title. And I was moaning that I don't have a title. And Jeremy and Emily have both come up with fun ones.
I can't
Jeremy
say
is him. The what?
Oh, I'm Director of Awesome.
Director of Awesome. Emily is the fun captain.
Mm-hmm. Aye, aye.
Jennifer wrote in and said Dom's title should be Director of Content. It's not fun enough. That's good, but
content.
Content.
Leanne wrote and said, Dom, you could be the vice president in charge of morning activities. And I'm like, you know, Leanne, I don't want to like sound like a dirty old man, but when I think of morning activities.
Pooping?
No. No. My brain goes somewhere else.
Where? Oh. I don't get what you're
really?
Saying. Where does it go?
In the
go?
Morning?
And now here is.
Nobody does that in the morning.
What?
Nobody does that in the morning.
Are you what? Kidding?
That's a movie thing.
No, what? It's not.
Just because you're some old-fashioned total.
It's not on the calendar. It's not happening. Nobody has sex in the morning.
Oh, my God. The second the sun sets, I shut down. It's morning all the way.
Really?
Oh, my God, yes.
That's the worst time. You smell the worst and you look the worst.
No, it's the hottest because that's when you just need it. And you
are so
get
puckered.
It done.
Needed. God, I need coffee and hash
you're
browns.
Always missionary, too. Here's Jessica. Hi, Jessica.
Captain of missionary.
Hi.
Sorry that this had to go... Yeah. Jeremy is the watch captain of missionary.
You guys shut your mouths.
Not to be mistaken of the president of vanilla.
Let's move on.
He also has to have the lights off all the time. Too.
Socks on.
Don't look at me.
Socks on and a t-shirt. Hi, Jessica. Sorry you had to hear all of that.
I'm not sorry. It was funny.
All right. So do you have a title?
Okay, well, this is actually about a dating website. I'm an engineer, and one of the guys on my little match thing was an engineer on his little profile, too. So I got all excited, and I was like, oh, what kind of engineer are you? As an icebreaker question. And he wasn't really an engineer. He wasn't a janitor, but he was kind of a janitor. And I was just like, you know, it took a lot of work to become a real engineer, and I was just like, you know, it kind of just shows that he didn't really have any pride in what he really did.
Oh, you were a little resentful after all that schooling that
no,
you did.
I'm an engineer.
I get that.
It was hard. It was hard.
What kind of engineer are you?
Well, so I have a degree in biosystems engineering, biological systems, and then I took my PE, my professional engineering licensure exam, in environmental engineering.
Yeah.
And like there's all these other steps that you have to take even before you're eligible to take the licensure exam. I mean, I was like, oh, well, you know, you have to go to an ABET accredited school and you have to work under the supervision of a professionally licensed.
All right, listen, yeah, we get it. You're very fired up.
You're kind of
this.
A big deal. We
right.
get it.
Let me just put
you have a lot of school loans.
I'm not a big deal.
No, but
you are.
Jessica.
Took a lot of work.
Jessica, I understand your passion. Listen, I'm going to do a little public service. Remember, I was director of public affairs for a while. I'm going to do a little public service announcement for you. Guys who are listening.
Ouch.
If you're going to ask Jessica out, don't lie about being an engineer.
You're not a sanitation engineer.
No. You are really sweet. I hope you have a great day.
Wait, are you dating? Are you with somebody now?
No. I'm back out there. Lots of fun.
Well, you sound smart and hot.
It's funny because on the side, I'm a promotional model for like a marketing agency.
See?
But
smart and hot.
She's the hot engineer.
I'm going to friend you on Facebook.
I'm really a shot girl. So that's kind of the other thing I wanted to add to the story. Mm.
You are hot. Shot girls are like on fire.
The hot engineer.
Can you tell us what liquor you're a shot girl for?
Well, I work for Bulk Agency. So I do like whatever promotional, you know, liquor. They do spirits and wine. So
whatever they need.
Because I'm thinking costume. Because you know, like when you see the Jack girls out there, they're like the country, skanky hot. Or like the Jägermeister girl, or like I'm wearing that like a dirndl skanky hot.
Dirndl,
you know?
dirndl.
Right. Yeah, we're the Jäger skanky hot.
You should
drop off some samples for us.
Let's be friends.
Yeah, bring samples to the station.
Let's be friends.
Hey, where'd you go to school to get your engineering degree, by the way?
So I'm from Nebraska. I grew up on a farm in Nebraska, and I went to the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, so I'm a Husker.
All right. I'm sorry?
Living in Duck Country.
She's a Husker.
No, I heard her. I'm just sorry. Listen, okay. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you, guys.
That totally blows the perception of those girls, like, out of the water. When you see them at the bar, you're like, oh, they're so ditzy, and this is all you can do.
Oh, it's a shot, girl.
Engineers are doing
this.
You
know what? That's right. Jessica, if you can still hear me, you need to go on The Bachelor. She would be perfect on The Bachelor. Don't you think, Jeremy?
Yes.
No, she needs to come in here.
Here comes. Here's Brooke from Littleton. Hello, Brooke.
Hi there.
What do you know about this title stuff?
Well, I definitely am. I don't know about following up Jessica there. She's got quite the title.
Yeah,
but
she
does. But I give myself a title. I have my own crafting business, and I'm a craftapreneur.
Craftapreneur.
Just to make it a little bit more fancy.
That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Emphasis in weaving.
Do you have your own like shop or business or?
I mean, just home business. So I do sewing, crocheting, do-it-yourself kind of projects.
What's that website where people sell crafts? Is it Etsy?
Etsy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Are you on Etsy?
I do sometimes do stuff on Etsy, but mostly just word of mouth.
Ooh. You. No. Kind of a big deal. I like it.
Strong fingers.
Good. I'm so glad you called. Have a fun weekend, okay?
You as well. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye.
And then here's Rebecca. Hello, Rebecca. How are things out in Golden today?
Sunny so far.
Yeah, sunny and nice. So what do you have for us?
Well, mine's not fancy or unique, but I have one for you since you kind of got left out of the beginning here.
Oh, okay. I got shut out. I don't have a good title. What is it?
It's okay. Ambassador of Unique Facts. You come up with mind benders.
Did you say, oh, I thought you said
facts.
Unique sex.
So did I. Which
he is.
He is so flexible.
The ambassador of unique facts.
Yes.
The AUF.
Oh, that sounds official.
Off. I like it. I'll take it, Rebecca. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I feel bad for you. Can't leave you out.
No. Do you have a title?
I'm a personal assistant and an insurance agent, so I'm not super, super fancy, but.
Yeah.
You are okay, you're an
collision.
Insurance.
Director
right.
of collision something.
The doctor of dents.
What? The doctor of dents. Not dents, but dents.
D-E-N-T-S.
We need to enunciate.
Chris has got the doctor of dents.
Rebecca, have a great weekend.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. What is line four another title for me?
No, this is, you'd think from what you're reading on the screen.
Well, I'm reading on the screen. Here's Mike, who's down in Highlands Ranch. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good morning. How is everybody doing there?
Well, we're all doing pretty well.
Awesome.
Spectacular.
What do you
spectacular.
Got?
So I recently changed job roles on the first of the year, and I am the lead of the tools and tech group, so now I'm the lead tool.
That could be your title too, Dom.
That's pretty good. Top tool.
I want to be the top tool. Does it say that on your business card?
No. Actually, we ended up changing that to the data integration manager.
No! Sure you did.
No.
Head tool.
No.
The data integration manager.
Go back to top tool.
I think that might be a better one.
Yeah, it's what people will remember. They would never, what was the other one? Data what?
Data integration manager.
Yeah, nobody will ever remember that, but they'll never forget when you tell them you're the top tool.
Top tool here.
Yeah, all right. But when people meet me, I'm not a tool. So that's
well, that's the beauty.
Part of
see, it's the it's
that's
ironic.
The fun part of
it's
it.
Ironic because Mike's a nice guy, but he's also the top tool. See where we're going here?
There we go.
All right, but it's like when you see, you know, giant football players, you know, and their nickname is
Tiny
like, Tim,
something like that. So, play off the irony, you big tool. Okay. Okay.
He doesn't get it.
Did he hang up on us?
Oh.
Chris, you got a title? What is your title? I call you Traffic Diva.
Traffic Diva. I like Dent Doctor. Director of Commuter Information something? I don't know.
The
I've
DCI.
Never really thought about
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.